The legislature has given all but final approval to a measure that would legalize fantasy sports gambling in Maine. But as Mal Leary reports, the measure could be in trouble.
If you listen to professional sports programs, you've likely heard the ads urging fans to play and win.
Sunday morning, I'm like a kid at Christmas.
How is that not a touchdown?
I like the variety of the league.
It's really easy to use.
Choose a one-week league, pick your team, and get your cash winnings after Monday night.
It works like this. Fantasy players put together a fantasy team comprised of athletes from real professional sports teams. They make a payment up front to enter the contest and win money back based on how those players perform in real-life games. Pro football dominates the online leagues run by websites such as FanDuel and DraftKings. Several states have laws regulating the fantasy sports leagues for contests that run from a day to sometimes as long as a week. Representative Kathleen Dillingham, a Republican from Oxford, urged colleagues to add Maine to that list.
I would ask that you support the motion, move forward, and make sure that we're able to have regulations in place for this industry and that we ensure there are consumer protections for the 215,000 participants in the state of Maine.
The bill contains language declaring that the state of Maine views fantasy sports as games of skill, not chance, in order to comply with federal online gambling law. Representative Kent Ackley, an independent from Monmouth, doesn't buy that argument.
I don't believe that the state of Maine ought to be in the business of feeding what could be an addiction.
Ackley also says that the legislation's not a good deal for Maine because the cost of oversight would eat up most of the fees assessed to the companies running the fantasy leagues. The legislation's projected to net just $10,000 in the first year of the law. And Representative Craig Hickman, a Democrat from Winthrop, says the bill is really meant to benefit the fantasy profiteers.
This bill has more holes in it than cheesecloth. This bill is written by an industry to protect an industry, and the state of Maine is being, we're not going to get very much out of this.
Hickman points out the online-based gambling is generating a lot of money nationally. One study estimated $2.6 billion in entry fees nationally were paid in 2015, and that those fees will grow to more than $14 billion in 2020. But Representative William Toole, a Republican from East Machias, says Mainers like their fantasy sports and are already playing it.
Some do it for entertainment. Everybody does it. A lot do it for sport, our sports fans. And I think this bill is probably the best way forward with daily fantasy.
The legislation would put oversight of fantasy sports gambling under the State Gambling Control Board, which oversees most other gambling in the state. While the bill was passed with wide margins, it still may face difficulties. Governor Paul LePage has not said what he thinks of the proposal, but has opposed gambling expansion through new casinos. If he chooses to veto the bill, supporters will need to pick up more support in the House in order to override it. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.